Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Self-Control, written by Dr. Charles Stanley, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Heavenly Father, we live in a world which encourages us to indulge in every whim, but you are calling us to rise above us. Please teach us the virtue of self-control. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. The book of Judges tells of a man named Samson, who was so strong he could kill a lion with his bare hands. Chapter 14:5-6. He possessed physical strength unequaled by any human being, but this could not compensate for his inner weakness. All of us have areas of weakness. God wants these character flaws to show us how totally dependent we are upon Him. When we handle them properly, they drive us into a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Lord. But uncontrolled weakness wreaks havoc in a person's life. Samson's Achilles heel was uncontrollable lust. Although he was raised in a godly home and had a clear calling in life, he gave in to his desires and deliberately violated the truth he knew so well. Despite Nazarite law forbidding involvement with foreign women, Samson pursued a harlot in Gaza, 16:1. Later, he met a woman named Delilah, and even though her motives were blatantly treacherous, he gave himself over, heart, mind, and spirit, to sexual indulgence. He was in such bondage to the sin that he ultimately allowed it to dictate his actions, even at the cost of his life. Before he died, Samson lost everything, his strength, eyesight, and honor. The man who once led his country mightily became a slave to his enemies. Verses 18-25. What is your weakness? Is it lust, insecurity, fear, greed, gossip, or pride? Personality flaws can be a powerful motivation for good or ill, depending on our response. A proclivity for sin can ruin your life, as it did Samson's, or drive you to utter dependence on God. The outcome is up to you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to know ourselves. Teach us to recognize our weaknesses and work to walk in holiness. Let us repent and follow you in all things. Thank you for your unending grace and mercy toward us when we need it most. Help us to trust you with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.